Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
I'm Courtney Robertson, the most notorious villain in Bachelor history. And I have more than a few secrets to tell. But I am not the only one with tea to spill. Every week, I'm going to be talking to another icon of reality television about the things they can only say off contract. Welcome back. I'm Courtney Robertson, and we have a great guest for you today. She is recently engaged, currently living overseas, and we have a former bachelor in common. We have a lot to talk about. It's a small world. It's a small nation. Can't wait to get to her. But first, I have to say this week has been glorious. I'm feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. My husband got me a staycation for Valentine's Day, and I cashed in on it. So I got 8 hours of sleep, currently wearing a robe. I've taken 3 baths. I laid out by the pool yesterday. I ate a cheeseburger in bed last night. I'm sorry, babe. He said, don't rub it in. I'm going to repay the favor soon. He definitely needs to recharge. You get a little burnout when you have 2 little ones running your house. So it's like they always say, you can't pour from an empty cup. Speaking of cups, make sure you stay tuned for Courtney's tea party at the end of this episode. I'll be sharing something that I've never shared before about Mr. Goldini. If you listen to Game of Roses, you'll know the reference, but yeah, a story about Mr. Sean Lowe that I've never shared before. And really throughout this podcast, I'm going to share some things that I've really never talked about. So I hope you enjoy. And I've been watching the season of The Bachelor, and I have to say, I don't know if I've become a prude or what, but the kissing scenes have been long and loud. Maybe it's my age, but it grosses me out. I have to fast forward. Luckily, my husband doesn't care if I fast forward. I really got a kick out of the Princess Date when she has to walk in and parade all of her goodies in front of everybody. Oh, it's too much. And then the Zoom virtual rose ceremony. Can't wait to see what happens next. And anyway, speaking of prude, I just finished Ginny and Georgia season 2 on Netflix. And I found myself getting a little hot and bothered by the sex scenes between Ginny and Marcus. You know, they're high school students. Marcus is the hot bad boy neighbor. And I'm like, oh my gosh, am I a pervert? Like, these kids are in high school. I don't remember the shows in my day being this racy and sexy. I used to have to record Dawson's Creek on my VHS and then like replay them back. But anyway, I looked up their name or their ages, and they're 24 and 25. So that made me feel a lot better. I'm definitely not a pedophile. If you want a good laugh, go check out Jim Jeffries on Netflix, his special. I reached out to him to be on the pod, and he's a massive Bachelor fan. If you need a good laugh, check it out. I've actually only got 3 spots left. So Mr. Nick Vial, if you want to come on, let me know. All right, let's get to our next guest. She's a lovely, lovely lady. She was on Bachelor season 22 with Ari Leindike. She's been on 2 seasons of Bachelor in Paradise. It's Kendall Long, all the way live from Germany.
Well, guten Tag. So nice. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Guten Morgen.
Today's guest is Kendall Long, brought to you from Germany. She's overseas. She's looking adorable in her little summer dress.
Oh.
I'm excited to have you here. We've met one time before. I ran into you at the Venice Ale House.
Yes, randomly. I remember that.
It was after your season of Bachelor in Paradise. You were with your person at the time. And I just had to come up because it's like, what in the world? I didn't even live in LA at the time. And I asked for a picture and you were so sweet. I remember, we'll just call him Grocery, was like, I don't know. Like, she can't post it. And I was like, don't worry, I won't post it. It's just for me.
Oh, because we were at that point, I think we were like having our secret relationship before everything, but not there. But no, I remember you from, you weren't on Ari's season. You were, what was his name? He was Ben. Ben, yes. But I remember you from that season, you were my absolute favorite. So I was so happy when you came up and I was like, oh my goodness. Because I remember you did the skinny dipping.
I know, which was like super racy at the time. Oh, that's nice. Because you know what? I meet a lot of contestants and they don't know, like, because my season was so long ago, they don't know who I am, which is fine.
Oh, I remember you. You were unforgettable. So.
Oh, well, so were you. We've got a lot to talk about today. It's just going to be a fun interview. And I wanted to talk about before the show, were you a fan of The Bachelor?
Yeah, as because I was talking about you and your season. I watched the show with my mom and my sister when I was younger, and it was always one of those, you know, wine nights with some girlfriends, and that's how I got into being on the show, was a wine night. My girlfriends were like, hey, you should totally sign up for this. And I was like, I would never do that. And like after a couple glasses of wine, I was like, of course I would do that. So, you know.
Same for me. I was like going through a breakup. I was watching Ben's season. It was the finale and I had some wine. And then I just went online. I was like, do. And then like the next day or the day after, they hit me up and I was like, oh gosh, I applied to be on The Bachelor.
Exactly. Oh, it's so funny. Yeah, it was like a couple days after. It's hilarious how it's like, oh, now this is something that's actually potentially going to happen. And here we are, right?
Los Angeles, and they're like there. So it was probably like an expedited process, I would think, for you too. MDK is there.
Yeah. Oh, it was just around the corner. I think it was like a 10-minute journey to go talk to the producers. They were all pretty nice. And so, yeah, it ended up working out.
And now look, here you are in Germany, engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know it's insane I'm like so excited to be engaged, but it feels so weird to all of a sudden be like, oh yeah, I'm an engaged woman. So
I know. Isn't it so nice to like call him your fiance, and you're living in Germany for 2 years and you brought Pistachio, your little cute wiener, and your partner looks cute.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, Pistachio, he's not here yet. I've been trying to get him over here because the laws for a rabies shot are very different in America than Germany. And so he has to be quarantined after getting his second rabies shot. It's actually his third, but Germany didn't count his first one. that was done in, so anyway, it's a whole long thing, but he's in quarantine now and he's about to, my sister's going to bring him over to Germany.
Your twin sister, yeah. Which you guys are identical and I have questions about that. You guys are so cute, but we'll get to that later. So you were in Bachelor Ari's season, like season 22, you were on the dreaded 2-on-1 date with Crystal.
Oh yes.
Remember that? Back in the dark ages, and you handled yourself so well and you were triumphant. You got the rose.
Woo!
I loved watching you. So before Ari left, this is something I've never really talked about. He and I were really close friends. And so when he came back, he told me everything. He told me about the overnights. He told me about like this girl and she's into taxidermy. And
oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Yeah. And he just spoke really highly of you. And he was like, it was really attractive and she's like so smart. And so that was my first, and then I watched obviously this season, but so we were really good friends before he left, before they called him to be the bachelor. He was like, should we like try dating again? And I was like, we had tried on and off for years, and long story short, I was like proceeding with caution, and then they called him to be the bachelor. So he called me from the airport and he was like, are you sitting down? And he's like, I'm like, oh gosh, here we go. And cause it was between him and I think like Peter Krause or something. And he's like, I'm flying to New York. They're going to announce me on Good Morning America tomorrow.
Insane how quick that was.
Yeah. And then he just said to me, I just realized that I was never going to marry you. And so it was kind of like, it was like painful in the sense that like, we were such close friends. Like I really trusted him. And then I knew I was going to have to watch this whole thing unfold.
Exactly.
And then producers called me and they were like, will you come on the show to vet the girls? And I talked to him about it. And I was like, hey, look, I just don't think I'm in the place to do that. Like, I don't want any negativity. Like, I totally get that you need to do this, but this is like a little bit hard for me,
Exactly. Let me look at all the girls you're going to be dating after we had a history and we are potentially going to date again.
I'm sure you can relate to that because you with your history as well. And then like seeing it unfold and like, it's painful in a way, like, and it's just so in your face. So, and then he came back and he said, I kept hoping that you would show up. And I was like, you told me that you didn't see you were never going to marry me. And it's like, oh, well, sometimes I just say things in the moment to make it less painful for the person. But anyway,
yeah,
that was like my history with him, and we're still cordial and fine. And Lauren and him are so happy. And I, don't want to stir the pot too much, but he did.
That's
talk
so insane
about
that you had that whole background. I had no idea. I personally would have loved if you went on.
Well, I think it was like, you're going to come and like meet the girls or vet the girls. And I was like, I could just see this playing out. Like, it's going to be the end of one episode. I'm going to show up and they're going to be like, everyone's going to be hating on me,
I'm sure it probably would have been some drama of, there's a past, and like bringing up the whole past and making that public. And it just depends if that's something that it's difficult. Like when you have to deal with history in front of everybody, because there's so much you can't say and so much you don't, it's just not respectful to express in front of people because of like such a deep history that you've had. So I can relate. In my situation, there was a lot of stuff that, of course can't be out there, or, you just don't want it to be out there because you care about the person enough to not do that. So.
Absolutely. And then they're calling me like Us Weekly, like we need an interview. And like, somebody, when he got engaged, somebody slid under my door, like a happy engagement card for Ari. And it was just, I know.
People are weird.
I know. But so that was my little history with him. And like I said, like all good, I run into him here and there. We both live in Arizona, but he said lovely things about you. So let's talk about, so you're in Germany. How are you enjoying it? You're recently engaged. And also there's the respect part because you're, recently engaged. And
yes,
he doesn't have Instagram. He's just like a normal guy.
He doesn't. I know. It's so funny.
He's private. He has Instagram.
On private. Yeah. He's on private, which is good. I mean, it's so funny because I'm the one that, I share our story and our love story and our relationship, but I try to be somewhat private about it because he's kind of a private person. So but he just thinks the whole you know, Instagram show thing is hilarious, and he's never seen the show. So, but yeah, Germany is great. It's different, very different. I think we're in the process now of adjusting to living in a different country, which you romanticize when you first decide to move, but then you have to get a new phone number, have to get a new address. I had to get my social security card shipped from America, and I got lost in the shuffle of the German postage system. And so there's just a lot that we're figuring out. And that's a little bit stressful, but aside from that, it's Europe, and we're close to all these other countries and we're traveling, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, that is so, I know. I just saw you guys were coming back from what, London?
Yeah. We went to a fashion show in Stockholm.
Yeah. You were at this like incredible, like kind of freaky fashion show.
Hey, London fashion is next level. I just quickly realized that they're on a whole new platform of fashion that I can only aspire to be towards. So
just put on all black. I feel like you can't go wrong with all black in Europe, right?
Oh my gosh. There's like this thrift store section we were going to, because we were trying to find a jacket for Mitch for the event, because he doesn't really dress up that much. And everybody walking the streets were just like magazine cover. And lots of
Vogue.
Yeah, exactly.
How fun. Well, you're like living in like a romantic comedy. Like, this is, I'm so excited for you. Do you get homesick ever? I mean, you're LA through and through.
Oh, definitely.
I know you're like super close with your sister. She's bringing your dog. Has there been any like moments of like, oh, I want to go home. I'm homesick.
It's been so busy and such a whirlwind that I haven't really had a lot of crazy freakouts about yet. But also because a lot of my family and Mitch's family and my friends already have booked tickets to fly here to visit, which I'm really excited about. But yeah, I used to see my family probably once every week at least. Oh. So it's really weird. And it was just my dad's birthday, just my brother's birthday, because their birthdays are so close together. And I'm seeing all these pictures of my sister made a birthday cake, and it was so cute. I'm like, I want to be a part of that. And so I do miss that a lot. And my dog's not here yet. Oh. So I really miss him. And we just got engaged. So our families are merging. And during that time where our families are getting to know each other, that's when we leave. And so that's been a little difficult.
Oh, it's such an exciting time. It's a special time for you. But it's also kind of neat that you guys can just kind of like nurture that relationship. And do you like Zoom call? Do you Zoom in to see your family?
We just got German.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in.
And phone numbers. So I call a lot, but our timing is very odd too, because when it's my morning, it's my family's nighttime and vice versa. Like my nighttime is, they're just waking up. So it's always the opposite. And we have only a few hours that cross paths. And my sister will call me when she's going to work, when it's my nighttime. And we haven't done FaceTimes yet just because we're figuring out the phone system. It's very expensive.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Well, yeah. Hopefully you guys can Zoom soon. I feel like it really helps to like see the person.
It really does. Yeah.
How's your German coming along?
So far I know how to say, let's see, Entschuldigung, ich kann nicht gut Deutsch sprechen. It's sorry, I can't speak much German.
Oh my God.
And I can introduce my family. So I can do, das ist meine Schwester. This is my sister. Das ist mein Bruder. This is mein Vater, which I think is funny because I think it sounds like Vater. This is my dad.
Yes. So, there's a lot of similarities in German.
There are. There's a lot of, I think English is based in German and Latin. So there are a lot of crossovers in words I'm noticing, which is really interesting. And a similar cadence.
Oh, exactly. And I know you're in digital marketing. Are you still doing that?
I used to be a creative director, actually.
So yeah. I don't know if I have to get a work visa or can you like still work there? Like what are the days like? Because Mitch goes to work pretty much every day, right?
And yeah. So he has a normal, work schedule. So he's gone most of the day, but I can work from pretty much anywhere. So I've just been working from Germany and it's been interesting only because timing wise, whenever I do meetings, it kind of, it's weird timing. But other than that, fortunately, I haven't had to wake up super early or go to bed super late to get work done, which has been good.
You're just thriving. Well, let's talk about your fiance. I know you've said that he's an aerospace engineer, which is so sexy. You are into science and you're very intellectual. And you said that this is one of the relationships that's the most mentally stimulating for you.
Oh, completely. Yeah. I mean, we'll just listen to podcasts together and talk about them. And he will gift me books where I'm like, this is something I'd actually read. And but he's a very curious mind as well. So it's very beneficial for our relationship just to bounce ideas off of each other. And It's just really fun. Yeah, it's our dinner conversations are pretty entertaining. And yeah, I just love his mind, I think, beyond anything. And he's just challenged me in a lot of really interesting ways I didn't expect.
That is so attractive, so sexy. I've definitely dated some emotionally vapid people in my past. And I feel that way with my husband. When I met him, it was just like, oh, there's my person. Like, that's why I didn't work out with anybody else.
Exactly.
So I have to ask, like, what was it like dating grocery store? Because, you know, you've got this like very mentally stimulating relationship, and looking back, I'm sure it's all positive, but you know, not that there's comparison.
They're both very, very different people. It's so funny. They're probably opposites in a lot of ways. But you know, I think Joe was, he's a great person. He still is a great person. And I'm happy that he found somebody that works perfectly for him. And I found someone that works perfectly for me. You know, that's just thankful. I'm glad that's how life worked out, you know, because you don't really understand why things work out the way they do until everything kind of falls into place. So yeah, he was really entertaining person, and I have nothing but good things to say about him. He was a great boyfriend, but I think ultimately we are very different people with very different goals in mind. And I think that we both found people that 100% suit us way better than we could have ever hoped to fill in each other, you know? So
that is like so beautiful, because I know there was a period of time I followed you for years now where it was like, you went on Paradise and then they bring you out at the end. And I was like, was this like a shock to you? Like, I mean, and then there's this period of time where he's engaged and then you're single and you're going out and doing that. And I'm sure there was it's gotta be hard, like, not to look, because it's so in your face. And
yeah. I mean, we had been broken up for such a long time by the time we were in Paradise together. And when I went on, regardless of how things, I didn't watch the show, but regardless of how things panned out, or from what I've heard, they panned out, we weren't trying to date each other. It was weird to be in a place where we had met, and that was weirder than I had expected it to be. But other than that, I was happy he had found someone. I was almost worried that he would be interested in working things out together again once we were on the island, or not the island, but on the beach again together. But that's not, you know, I think we're down that road, and, you know, things end for a reason. So I'm glad that that didn't recycle. I definitely had a hard time going on again, and it just wasn't where I was going to find my person ultimately.
Well, I'm proud of you for putting yourself back out there. You've definitely been taking big swings at love, and it just makes my heart so happy to see you with the right person. Like, it feels like true love for you. I mean, you look at your Instagram feed and it's just, you can just tell, like, that's your person.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No,
Do you guys ever like fight or anything? Is there any, like, you know, any, how do you guys deal with that? Is there, I mean, it looks picture perfect.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we kind of, look at our relationship where I'm an extremely agreeable person and he's an extremely not agreeable person. So in a way, the way that he puts it is that because I'm so agreeable, he tries to leave space for me to, he tries to challenge me to make decisions, like in terms of like finding something to eat or making a decision. I usually am just like, whatever you want to do. He's like, no, you're making a decision. So, you know, I think when we do fight, and we definitely have had arguments, it's very much like a talking out experience where I don't know how to put it, but it seems very logical, and I try to take away emotion when I argue. But yeah, we haven't had a big fight yet. It'll happen eventually. I was expecting to get into bigger fights when we were in Europe, just because it's such a crazy transition. But it's so weird. Sometimes I look at him, I'm just like, why is it so easy? You know, I was like, I feel like I've been in so many difficult relationships that I feel like this should be harder, but I'm glad that it's not, you know, so.
I know. And then there's that like, oh my God, it's just like, when is the other shoe going to drop feeling? I felt that way when I met my husband, and I kept telling my friends, like, I don't know. And like, same, like, we have disagreements, and now that we have kids, that adds another.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Layer as well. And the best advice I ever got was like, stay on topic. And, you know, my husband's very diplomatic. I am very indecisive. And I think that drives him crazy because he's so decisive. So I totally experience that.
Like, yeah. So you're like, probably similar to me where you're like, whatever you know, whatever you want to do. I'm happy when you're happy.
He's like, pick a place to eat, Courtney. I'm like, but what are you craving? And he's like, no, you pick a place.
That's so funny. No, it's exactly the same because, and it's good that he gives you that space to be like, you need to make a decision. I want your input as well. It's not just what I want. Cause I think that's a healthy relationship, and that's someone who wants you to be happy and is building you up to be a strong, happy person, as opposed to taking over the relationship, you know?
Oh yeah, so, absolutely. And I've been in those situations where you just kind of, it just takes over and then they just make all the decisions and then you kind of feel like a little resentment, like, well, I wanted lobster, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, I think you said that Mitch is your lobster, right?
I think someone said that because, oh, what is that movie with the, what was that movie where,
there is a movie where they talk about it. Like, I found my lobster. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I read this. I think of it as, a book. I read a book on lobsters, and
of course you did. Sure. And you wrote a book too. We got to talk about that. I want a copy. I got to buy a copy of your book, The Curiosity.
Oh no, I'll send you a copy. Yeah, I have them all in America right now. So,
oh, I'll just get one on Amazon. So, but tell me, I want to hear about lobsters. I feel like you're the kind of person I can ask you anything, and you'd give me like a very well-educated guess, or no, like back it up with facts.
Oh yeah. I mean, lobsters, well, so what I know about lobsters and mating is that it's usually the macho mismo lobster that conquers all the other males, that gets all the ladies. And when they only have sex when they molt. So when the female molts, that's when she's about to molt, that's when she'll go to the male lobster's den. and they base all of their sexuality on smell. So if you cut off a lobster's antenna, they'll eat each other when they molt, or like attack each other as opposed to like mating, and they pee out of their faces. They're just really interesting. Yeah. So.
Oh God. Next time I have a lobster for dinner, I'm going to be thinking about that.
Yeah. They pee directly in each other's faces. They're like, oh, I think you're sexy. I'm going to pee in your face. Or I'm going to fight you and pee in your face. It's like every occasion calls for peeing in the face with lobsters. So. I don't know.
Golden shower. And I wanted to ask
you. Yeah, they're into that.
They're super into that. I wanted to ask you if you believe in aliens.
Oh, I mean, I secretly think that Mitch works with aliens. I always joke. I'm just like, because he can't really tell me what he does for work. Because
that's what I was going to ask you, is what is he doing in Germany for 2 years? Is this like a NASA thing? Is this a...
I don't know. I mean, there's only so much I'm allowed to know, but I can't know a lot. So
that's sexy.
I always joke that he works with aliens and that he's met aliens. So I have to, because he's probably an alien. So
does he have a good poker face? Because that would, like, I would be trying to get it out of him constantly.
Yeah, he has a better poker face than I do. So I feel like, you know, I feel like he'd be able to, but by now I almost feel like I would know if he's working on some kind of alien project, but who knows, maybe he's trained to not let me know. But I definitely think aliens exist somewhere, whether we've come in contact with them, I don't know. We've been trying to contact them for a really long time with radio signals. And there's always the famous quote of, you know, should we be seeking them out? Or should we not? But it'd be really cool. I would hope to see aliens in my lifetime. But there's other life on other planets. There has to be. I mean, the odds are in our favor, right? So.
Oh, absolutely. I read something somewhere where it was like, of course, like America, or, you know, the Earth is like, oh, we're the only, you know, to think that we're the only people out here is so crazy. So I do, for sure. I mean, and especially with everything going on, I mean, the spy balloons, and they're shooting down all these
there's probably so many copycats, I bet, that are just like, we are going to try to freak everybody out. Because, I mean, how big was that balloon? Like the size of 3 buses?
By the way, it drove me nuts because I was trying to figure it out. And it was like the size of 3 buses. And then it was like all these comparisons. So I'm like in my mind, like, okay, a football field. Like, I'm trying to figure this out. But yeah, they said the size of 3 buses.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I don't know if it was aliens, but there was definitely some shenanigans going on, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Of course you do believe in it. That is so fun. So let's see, what else is going on in your world? Where can people find you? What's your platform of choice? I miss your coffee artwork projects, by the way.
Oh yeah. I loved doing that. Man, I did that for almost 100 days. My goal was 100 days. I didn't end up doing it, but it was fun. I used to just like spill coffee on paper and draw doodle all over it. And it was a cool exercise in the morning to be creative. So I enjoyed doing it. But right now I kind of go back and forth between Instagram and TikTok. I'm not really sure which one I like the most anymore, because, you know, I don't know. I have my days with each one, but it's Kendall Long is where most of my stuff resides.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to follow you on TikTok. I don't do it a lot. I have like 15 followers, but I enjoy watching them. And I feel like what you're putting on Instagram is so interesting. The kids are napping. I love seeing your, you know, you guys, if you're listening, go give her a follow. She's got fun. It's just like fun content. And we get to see you and your cute romance story.
Yes. Yes. No, I've been trying to do a lot of things with traveling too, just because we've gone to so many places together. So, yeah, I always have fun with all the socials and, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. What was your experience with social media before you went on The Bachelor? Were you doing Instagram? What was that relationship like?
Not really. Yeah, it was, you know, I almost feel like we always enjoy things before they become jobs, right? So I used to just post random things willy-nilly, and now I find that whenever I post something, I'm like, should I post that? I don't know. I overthink everything.
Oh yeah. Same.
And also I'm like, and there's like the balance of trying to be private and public at the same time. So I just kind of post things I find interesting and hopefully people find it interesting too.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I mean, how can you not? So, and I wanted to ask you about your twin sister, because you guys are so close, you're identical. And my other question was like, is that true? Do you guys feel connected in a way? Do you ever have that like phantom feelings? Have you ever experienced that with your sister?
If you'd like to hear Kendall Long's story about the twin powers she and her sister had when they were young, and you want to hear the tea that Courtney is going to spill at the end of this episode about Goldini, Sean Lowe, you just go over to Off Contract on any application that you listen to podcasts on, subscribe to Courtney's podcast, and you'll get the rest of this episode, and you'll get full episodes of everything she's going to do from here on out.